heading Bible Instructors Qualifications, subheading Caliber of Women for God's Work. Women of firm principle and decided character are needed. Women who believe that we are indeed living in the last days, that we have the last solemn message of warning to be given to the world. They should feel that they are engaged in an important work in spreading the rays of light which heaven has shed upon them. Nothing will deter this class from their duty. Nothing will discourage them in their work. They have faith to work for time and for eternity. They fear God and will not be diverted from the work by the temptation of lucrative situations and attractive prospects. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment is sacredly kept by them because God has placed a sanctity upon it and has bidden them to keep it holy. They will preserve their integrity at any cost to themselves. These are the ones who will correctly represent our faith, whose words will be fitly spoken, like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Sisters, God calls you to work in the harvest field and help gather in the sheaves. Review and Herald, December 19, 1878. Subheading, Fresh, Uncrippled Energies. In order that the work may go forward in all its branches, God calls for youthful vigor, zeal, and courage. He has chosen the youth to aid in the advancement of his cause. To plan with clear mind and execute with courageous hand demands fresh, uncrippled energies. Young men and women are invited to give God the strength of their youth, that through the exercise of their powers, through keen thought and vigorous action, they may bring glory to him and salvation to their fellow men. Counsels to Teachers, page 535, 1913. There is need of young men and women who will not be swayed by circumstances, who walk with God, who pray much, and who put forth earnest efforts to gather all the light they can. Counsels to Teachers, page 537, 1913. Subheading, Persevering Women. All who work for God should have the Martha and Mary attributes blended, a willingness to minister, and a sincere love of the truth. Self and selfishness must be put out of sight. God calls for earnest women workers, workers who are prudent, warm-hearted, tender, and true to principle. He calls for persevering women who will take their minds from self and from their personal convenience and will center them on Christ, speaking words of truth, praying with the persons to whom they can obtain access, laboring for the conversion of souls. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 118, 1900. Subheading, Women with Powers to Make Right Decisions. There are noble women who have had moral courage to decide in favor of the truth from the weight of evidence. They have conscientiously accepted the truth. They have tact, perception, and good ability, and will make successful workers for their master. Christian women are called for. Review and Herald, December 19, 1878. Subheading, Force of Character and Power of Influence. Some who engage in missionary service are weak, nerveless, spiritless, easily discouraged. They lack push. They have not those positive traits of character that give power to do something, the spirit and energy that kindle enthusiasm. Those who would win success must be courageous and hopeful. They should cultivate not only the passive but the active virtues. While they are to give the soft answer that turns away wrath, they must possess the courage of a hero to resist evil. With the charity that endures all things, they need the force of character that will make their influence a positive power. Ministry of Healing, pages 497, 498, 1905. Subheading, Go to Bottom of Every Subject. If you are called to be a teacher in any branch of the work of God, you are called also to be a learner in the school of Christ. If you take upon you the sacred responsibility of teaching others, you take upon you the duty of going to the bottom of every subject you seek to teach. Counsels on Sabbath School Work, page 31, 1892. Subheading, Courage, Force, Energy, Perseverance. Christian life is more than many take it to be. It does not consist wholly in gentleness, patience, meekness, and kindliness. These graces are essential. but there is need also of courage, force, energy, and perseverance. The path that Christ marks out as narrow, self-denying path. To enter that path and press on through difficulties and discouragements requires men who are more than weaklings. Some have no firmness of character. Their plans and purposes have no definite form and consistency. They are but little practical use in the world. This weakness, indecision, and inefficiency should be overcome. There is in true Christian character an indomitableness that cannot be molded or subdued by adverse circumstances. We must have moral backbone, an integrity that cannot be flattered, bribed, or terrified. Ministry of Healing, pages 497, 498, 1905. Subheading, Alertness and Precision. The cause of God demands men who can see quickly and act instantaneously at the right time and with power. If you wait to measure every difficulty and balance every perplexity you meet, you will do but little. You will have obstacles and difficulties to encounter at every turn, and you must with firm purpose decide to conquer them or they will conquer you. Testimonies, Volume 3, page 497, 1875. Subheading, System and Speed in All Work. Your room may contain many little ornaments placed there for admiration, but if you would have an eye single to the glory of God, you would do well to pack away these little idols. In handling, dusting, and replacing them, many precious moments are spent that might be employed in needful work. But if these trinkets are not to be stored away, then you have another lesson to learn. Be expeditious. Do not dreamily take up every article and keep it in your hand, as though loath to lay it down. It is the duty of those who are slow in their movements to improve in this respect. The Lord has said, Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. In preparing the meals, make your calculations, giving yourself all the time that you know by experience you will require in order to cook the food thoroughly and place it upon the table at the proper time. But it is better to be ready 5 minutes before the time than to be 5 minutes late. In washing dishes, also, the work may be done with dispatch, and yet with care and thoroughness. Slow, dilatory habits make much work out of very little. But if you will, you may overcome these fussy, lingering habits. The exercise of the willpower will make the hands more deftly. The Youth's Instructor, January 28, 1897.